A major healthcare company once invested 18 months and millions of dollars into a state-of-the-art IT system. The software worked flawlessly, the servers hummed, the interface gleamed, and yet, 6 months after launch, the system sat virtually unused, a digital ghost town. What went wrong? The team had built exactly what they'd been asked to build, but no one had asked the right questions first. This scenario plays out thousands of times across organizations worldwide, where roughly 70% of strategic initiatives stumble not because of poor execution, but because of flawed thinking from the start. What if there were four simple questions that could transform this pattern? Questions so powerful that companies like Microsoft, Boeing, and Sony Pictures Digital have made them foundational to how they approach complex challenges? The gap between strategy and execution has cost organizations billions, but a framework refined over 35 years offers a way to bridge it, not through more sophisticated tools or bigger budgets, but through clearer thinking about what really matters. Most projects begin with solutions. Someone declares, "We need a new CRM system," and teams race toward execution. The Strategic Project Management Framework flips this with four sequential questions. What are we trying to accomplish and why? Sounds obvious, yet teams rarely align here. A healthcare IT team's endless technical debates revealed stakeholders had completely different assumptions. The real objective became increase customer retention by 25% by improving response times, rather than implement a CRM system. One describes an activity, the other an outcome that matters. How will we measure success forces specificity. Improve efficiency becomes reduce processing time from 5 days to 1 day. What other conditions must exist expands thinking beyond the project's boundaries. A manufacturing company implementing inventory software discovered success required warehouse layout changes, staff retraining, and management shifts, not just perfect software. Only after these three questions should teams tackle, how do we get there? These questions formed the logical framework, LogFrame, a structured grid organizing project information into four levels connected by causal logic, where task A actually causes result B. The four levels, goals, strategic objectives, purpose, anticipated impact, outcomes, results the team delivers, and inputs, activities and resources. The magic happens in purpose, that sweet spot between what you build and why it matters. A government agency's $12 million IT project failed because their logic was, if we build a new reporting system, then we're done. Strategic logic should have been, if we build it and train users and ensure it addresses their needs, then managers will use it, improving decision-making. Most projects exist in a strategic vacuum. Teams deliver on time and check all boxes, yet their efforts barely register organizationally. This happens when projects aren't genuinely aligned with what the organization is trying to achieve. Organizations implement strategy through initiatives executed via programs, projects, and tasks. But until you clearly describe how your project contributes to strategic intent using if-then thinking, you're hoping for alignment rather than ensuring it. Purpose is the critical link connecting project objectives to strategic business goals. Aegon USA consolidated 120 IT projects into 30 meaningful ones, organized around common purpose themes. Instead of tracking technical deliverables, they focused on the business changes those deliverables would create. The result? Improved communication, reduced costs, and increased service availability. Effective strategy tracks multiple performance measures beyond financial returns. The quintuple bottom line includes financial goals, customer goals, operational effectiveness, employee goals, and community goals. Different organizational levels emphasize different measures, but all five matter for sustainable success. What if your organization doesn't provide clear strategic direction? Create it yourself. After the Cerro Grande wildfire revealed operational shortcomings, Los Alamos National Laboratory's Geographic Information Service team developed their own unit-level strategic plan. A year later, team morale and performance had transformed dramatically. President Kennedy's moon landing objective wasn't really about the moon. It was about demonstrating Western superiority during the Cold War. Behind every project rests a higher level motivation, and understanding that motivation shapes everything that follows. Problems are projects in disguise. A Chicago office building had slow elevators and tenant complaints. One consultant recommended expensive replacements. Another reframed the problem. Tenants weren't frustrated by slow elevators, they were bored while waiting. The solution? Lobby renovations, TVs, and mirrors. Same problem, different definition, fraction of the cost. The purpose level is where most projects go astray. It's the vital, often missing focus that expresses the desired result or impact expected from your deliverables. Purpose describes expected change in system behavior floating above what you directly control. It's not build a training program, that's an outcome. Purpose is employees apply new skills in their daily work. Project outcomes describe what the team commits to make happen to achieve purpose: functioning systems, completed products, delivered services. The set of outcomes constitutes a management contract between project team and sponsor, establishing clear accountability. Test your strategic hypothesis. If you delivered everything perfectly, would that actually create the change you're aiming for? The easiest things to measure are rarely the most important. You can count training sessions delivered, but that doesn't tell you whether anyone learned anything. The best measures must be valid, accurately capturing what matters, verifiable, based on clear evidence, targeted, with specific quality, quantity, and time benchmarks, and independent, each level measured separately. Valid measures capture an objective's essence. For a service function aiming to be effective and responsive, valid measures include achieves objectives and meets customer expectations. Invalid measures, like fully staffed, might correlate with effectiveness but don't prove it. You could have perfect staffing and still deliver terrible results. Measurement demands objective evidence. The verification column in your log frame identifies processes for determining measure status: surveys, direct observation, whatever provides data that both skeptics and advocates would agree on. Targeting puts numbers and dates on measures progressively. Start with managers use new reporting systems. Add quantity, 80% of managers. Add quality, 90% rated better. Add time, by October 1st. Purpose measures are most critical because they represent your primary aiming point, the transformation from current to desired state. For difficult-to-measure objectives, use leading indicators, predict future outcomes, proxy measures, substitute for direct measures, or unobtrusive measures, when measurement itself would distort accuracy. Faulty assumptions act as invisible quicksand for projects. The log frame's assumptions column surfaces critical external conditions beyond your control that must exist for your logic to work. It transforms if-then logic into if-and-then logic. Turning uncertainty into acceptable risk requires three steps. First, identify key assumptions by asking, what conditions must exist for our logic to work? How must the world cooperate? Get everything on the table. Second, analyze assumptions by assessing their importance, probability of being valid, and potential impact if they fail. Focus on potential deal breakers with reasonable failure potential. Ignore sure things and highly unlikely scenarios. You're seeking assumptions that could genuinely derail you. Third, act on key assumptions. Determine if they're reasonable risks, whether you can influence them, and possible contingency plans. Could you redesign the project to make them irrelevant? Assumptions aren't always beyond control. Monitor factors for early warning signs. Influence conditions through strategic relationships. Control critical assumptions by bringing them into the project as objectives. If something is vital, make it part of what you deliver. Vetting assumptions as a team anchors efforts in reality. The goal isn't eliminating uncertainty, it's understanding it well enough to make intelligent decisions despite it. The final critical question addresses how objectives become concrete action. Chunking, breaking big goals into smaller components, is essential for implementation. Smart chunking avoids gaps and overlaps, helping identify project phases, clarify relationships between elements, and select necessary inputs. The LogFrame input row accommodates tasks, schedules, responsibility charts, and resource budgets as a high-level summary. Start with a solid activity list, identify resource types, and estimate costs for each activity to produce a defensible budget you can explain. The linear responsibility chart prevents confusion by identifying project actions and actors in a matrix using simple codes: R, responsible, P, participates, C, consulted, A, approves, and I, informed. While multiple people can participate, approve, consult, or be informed, only one person should be responsible for each task. When everyone's responsible, no one's responsible. The law of planning density recommends planning the upcoming phase in detail while creating progressively less detailed plans for future phases. Detailed plans made too far in advance become obsolete. Projects follow either straight line or curved paths. Straight line projects allow plotting a clear path with few unknowns. Curved path projects only let you see a limited distance ahead, like traversing a mountain road with switchbacks. For these emergent projects, each phase benefits from its own log frame. Procrastination often stems from tasks seeming too big, too simple, or too fuzzy. The principle of define the next action step offers a solution. Identify the true next step and take it immediately. This builds momentum and transforms insurmountable tasks into manageable actions. We've forgotten something fundamental. Thinking clearly is faster than moving quickly in the wrong direction. Strategic project management isn't about adding more steps. It's about asking better questions before you start, measuring what matters, and surfacing assumptions before they become disasters. The most powerful projects succeed because someone asked, "What are we really trying to accomplish? How will we know if we've succeeded? What has to be true for this to work? And only then, how do we make it happen?" Think about your own work. Can you articulate how your project connects to organizational goals using if-then logic? Can you describe the specific change you're creating, not just what you're delivering? Do you know which assumptions, if proven false, would derail everything? The framework works because it mirrors how successful change actually happens. It forces you to distinguish between what you control and what you influence, between activities and outcomes, between hope and strategy. Here's the challenge. Take your most important project and spend 1 hour asking the four critical strategic questions. Write down your answers. Test your if-then logic. Surface your assumptions. That 1 hour could save months of wasted work or transform a mediocre project into something genuinely strategic.